We're talking shop this morning with Lisa Freier. Lisa, Toys for Tots is an exciting thing. But before we get there, we've got, or why do we say that?
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Kangaroo. How did the kangaroo get its name? Any idea?
How did the kangaroo get its name?
Yeah.
No idea.
Captain James Cook, who discovered Australia, asked the tribesmen of the Endeavour River region the name of the animal. They answered kangaroo. Whether that was the name of the animal or it was just an answer signifying I don't know.
That's cute. I like that. I like kangaroos.
Yeah, yeah, unless you get too close to them.
True. No,
they're supposed to be a nasty, aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like an ostrich.
You don't, especially if it's
you don't get too close, yeah. Or peacock or any of the other beauties. Yeah, piranha, et cetera. Toys for Tots is something that is, I suppose a lot of people think they know what it is.
Right, yeah.
When you mention Toys for Tots to people, do we have a good idea what it is or
I don't think
sometimes
so.
Not?
Well, I don't think so because before I was involved, I didn't realize what it was. So I didn't realize, you know, the importance of it, how many, you know, families they serve, which, sorry, I don't have that statistic, but I know it's a lot, and how organized they issue the toys, I think is really important, too.
Now, is Toys for Tots a local or is it a national that there's just local folks helping
the Toys
out
for
with?
Tots, I believe, specifically goes locally. I do also team up with the firemen, which collect toys for the Marines.
Yeah, it's nice to lean on somebody else, isn't it?
Well, and also I just want to help them both.
Sure.
So I help with both of them. And so we try to give equally to both sides of that. Yeah.
When toy is used, a lot of times, you know, we think of disposable, discretionary, things of that nature. Is that really what Toys for Tots are looking for? I mean, what is the ideal item for somebody to donate if they were going to be donating to the cause?
To the cause. Well, first of all, to answer your question, a toy isn't the only way to donate. You can also donate with gift cards and cash. Because I think, you know, for some of us, I know for me, it's easy to go and buy a toy maybe for a 5-year-old, but a little more difficult to buy something for a 15-year-old. So, you know, I don't know about the 15-year-olds in your life, but they love gift cards.
Don't got them.
Okay, gotcha. Well, they do. So, just so people know that it's not only a toy, but you can also donate cash and gift cards. And
what about clothing and things of that nature?
I know I think so.
Betty does an awful lot of that kind of work this time of the year, and there's a couple of other outreaches that go for coats or for socks and some of that kind of stuff. Is this really for the toy rather than, let's say, some of the fleece blankets and some of those types of things that oftentimes could accompany?
I think so. I think it is, yeah, primarily focused more on the toys. But like I said, if you've got that 15-year-old and you brought in maybe a new vest or a new jacket, we certainly wouldn't turn that away.
So what got you hooked?
You know, one of the reasons I became a State Farm agent is so that I would be able to get back to my community and I would have the resources to do that. It's also a big part of what State Farm does. And one of the things...
Well, State Farm is tied into Toys for Tots?
Well, it's not tied in for Toys for Tots, although we do sell, or not sell, we do send a postcard to all of our clients advertising the Toys for Tots. But one thing State Farm does do is something called Quotes for Good. So in addition to the Toys for Tots that I'm hosting in my office, I'm also giving $10 for every quote. If somebody comes in and wants a quote on insurance, I will give $10 to Toys for Tots and the Salvation Army.
So that's just something that...
And that's something that State Farm will reimburse me for.
The company does, and that's it. And
yeah, they just don't know it, because I'm hosting Toys for Tots this month, but next month I'm going to pick another nonprofit.
Okay.
So I pick a nonprofit every year, or every month. Last month was Relay for Life, and so this month we'll go through December with Toys for Tots, and our next on the docket will be Area 1 for Aging. So
I'm not hearing KINS radio in there.
Are you guys not a nonprofit?
Some months, yeah.
Yeah. So not to be confused with, we're of course supporting Toys for Tots, but then in addition to a toy, you could also ask for an insurance quote, and we'll make the donation for you with that $10. Yep, that's the idea. You don't have the money to buy a toy, just come in and get a quote.
Now, you mentioned Salvation Army also. Mm-hmm. Is that in association with the Toys for Tots?
It's not.
Effort?
It's a separate campaign that I believe the firemen are the ones that help with that.
Right. So it's basically kid-focused.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both of them are, so.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I'm really bad at saying no.
We've got a lot of those kids around here, too.
We do. Yeah. I'm so bad at saying no that I'm just, you know... I just say yes to
everything.
You
didn't say yes to that Kins thing, so you're practicing.
Yeah. I guess the ad says, you know, team up with your local firemen, your Marines, and my office, and then I'll donate to Toys for Tots and Salvation Army. So.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I don't know as much as I probably should about the two entities, other than I know it goes to a good cause. I know that the people who work in, you know, getting these toys to these kids do their best.
Well, I would suspect that's part of the selection process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily who the beneficiary is.
Right.
It's the people associated with the cause.
Right.
You go, okay, trustworthy. Yes,
they
you're
are.
With it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's over. And you don't have to worry about the minutia or doing the managing of it or the.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do know that, you know, most of the toys do stay local. If they have an excess, do they go out of our county? I assume they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If there's kids up north or in Mendocino County that need something.
Right,
But have you been there at the when they pass them out?
I have not yet. I'm hoping to do that this year.
That's kind of an interesting little experience there. You see folks coming through.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell for some it makes an impact, and for others, entitlement is the word.
Oh, gotcha. That's unfortunate.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty organized, though. Right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's also 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Lisa Freier. Lisa, with some of the different large companies, I mean, State Farm mm-hmm. certainly would qualify as a large company, mm-hmm. I think, by most definitions. What kind of community support opportunities do they have? You mentioned that there's a little bit of a reimbursement for you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of cool, but there's got to be other things that they do. You hear about some of the large hurricanes on the Florida Peninsula. Okay. A stuffed animal isn't really going to help out terribly much there.
Yeah, no.
How does the company make the determination what it's going to get behind, what it's going to do, to what extent it's going to do something?
Right. You know, that's an excellent question. I certainly wouldn't want to speak for them.
You have a sense as an agent.
I do have a sense as an agent, just because I know for me and my business plan, they were very in tune to how much I was going to give back to my community. It's very important to them.
Really? So they were
absolutely
encouraging,
yeah.
Or
very
perhaps a little bit more than just simple encouragement to say this is part of what we require from our franchise.
It is part of, fitting the mold to being an agent is giving back to your
community. So do you get carte blanche? I mean, could you, let's say, get involved with environmental stuff if you were so inclined, or get involved with cultural, historical, if you
absolutely.
Were so
inclined? To give an example, I know there was some restoration going on with the Eureka Women's Club. And, you know, our community.
Something about slipping into the gully there, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, but they do offer grant opportunities. So if there is something that I could help out in our community, then I can submit an application to hopefully get some funds for that.
So they do kind of help you.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Help you help others kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It what are some of the things that some of your buddies that are agents do?
Let's see. I know Scott Hammond does the veterans. So mm-hmm. he recognizes a veteran every year. Heather Veen up in McKinleyville, I think her focus is animals, SPCA. And she has a dog up there that is trained to help, I believe, with children and maybe elderly people, comforting. All of us, I think, have our particular, all of us are involved in some type of a community service group. You know, Kiwanis, I'm a Rotarian.
But each one's kind of a separate entity unto itself.
Yeah, just so we can spread ourselves out, you know, so that we have somebody kind of in each segment.
So
we're not overlapping.
With the situations going on down in Sonoma County and mm-hmm. Mendocino County and Marin County and over in the valley. Is there any coalescing of efforts for that, or are those agents kind of still in the same scenario where they're working on their locals and they just kind of focus on themselves rather than doing a regional outreach for assistance?
No, we're all pretty tightly connected, kind of like a family. And as soon as those fires started, you know, other agents were opening up their homes, opening up their offices. You know, they were calling out to us to go down and help with intake and writing checks to our clients and getting them in hotels and food and all those types of needs. So we all work together.
Trying to do as much processing as you, as
yep,
you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, because one agent couldn't possibly, you know.
Well, that's why I was thinking with, and let's pick on Santa Rosa just because, mm-hmm. whatever the percentage of the market is that's insured and that is flying your flag.
Mm-hmm.
If all of them or 50% of them were dealing with the situation, you know, that would become overwhelming very, uh-huh. very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you process something like that? I mean, we don't have, hopefully other than with earthquakes, we don't have that kind of a potential here. But mm-hmm. for other communities that are dealing with that, just the volume, how do you do it?
Yeah, well, it's pretty organized. They set up command centers, you know, and they've got tents and trailers and, you know, lots of people that come out to help the agent, you know, to navigate for their clients.
So more like a Red Cross kind of a thing where there's a canteen truck?
Oh, very similar. Huge, yeah. Oh. Semis that come in and start distributing, you know, supplies that maybe people need. And then starting the claim process and just, you know, helping our clients through that.
Is it complicated with something like what we've been experiencing with some of the natural, but with the windstorms and the fires mm-hmm. and some of that kind of stuff. Is it difficult to process a claim? I wouldn't know if the station's down, mm-hmm. okay, burned.
Right.
Okay, and mm-hmm. there were a number of radio stations that were in the region. Okay, now what?
Yeah. What do I do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy with us. You know, you're going to call, file your claim. We're going to set you up with technology and electronics now, you know, we used to write people a check. Now we just put the money in their bank account. So, you know, to get them started, get them some food, get them in a hotel, start the process on, you know, getting them a place to live. The hardest part, and I think the most important part with my clients is I immediately start having them call people that they think they're going to need and just getting on that calendar. Because if you can imagine, you know, those services are inundated with all these phone calls. So we're just really trying to get our clients at the top of the list. And
okay,
you know.
Well, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. I like with the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the freezers fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do they have to do an inventory of every turkey?
No, not completely.
How do they go about that?
They can show invoices or their accountant can, you know, give us information in terms of what they spent that month on and what they brought in, because lost income is also included on those policies oftentimes. So we can see what the lost income was over the last maybe, let's say, year, and then they would average that out.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes it a little bit easier, but then I would suspect a lot of the guys have their information in their building, so if their building's burned down.
Yeah, it makes it hard, yeah. But the banks have a lot of that information, so.
Oh, that's
true. You can go back to their bank statements and.
Or the CPAs, if
registers.
There was some kind of an idea.
Yeah.
Would you go with like mm-hmm. a 4 or 5 year trend? Could it be that simple?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are
mm-hmm. But
ways.
I think they would, yeah, you could do that, or I would assume they're going to go back 12 months. You know, I don't think they're going to make it that difficult. So, yeah, but it's easy. Honestly, that process is so much easier than the emotional side.
Sure.
It's tough when you lose your house or business.
Yeah.
So
black and white
we,
is always
we're the
easier,
easy yeah. part because we're writing yeah. the checks and they get all new stuff. But it's the emotional side that's difficult for those people.
It's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lisa Fryer, State Farm agent. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. And the band.
Sorry about that.
What kind of documentation is needed? I mean, if we are going to be having power outages on a regular basis, if we are going to, obviously we're going to have earthquakes. I mean, that's no shocker. Floods. Things of that nature, what are people looking for that you get the funny questions? I need to find the blank. Well, okay, so what are some of the things that we can do to make it easier?
On yourself?
If there's a situation. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about go bags. Well, I would bet you financial information is not typically inside of one of those grab and goes.
Probably not.
Probably. So what kind of rules of thumb do you have to make it easier for folks if they do have, if the, it may not be a big everybody having a fire, but let's say their place burns down.
Right.
Well, if you have all your records in your house, that's not really going to help you out too much after you're sifting through all the ashes.
Yeah, it's not, but you can always replace that stuff. So I think it.
But how do you find out what the stuff was?
Right. Yeah. Well, probably as you need it, you know, because it's pretty overwhelming when you have a fire. And I think that having your pictures, maybe. I mean, if you talk to 100 people, most of them would say they're, you know, the memories and the pictures and those types of things that aren't replaceable. You know, maybe grandmother's teapot or, you know, whatever that you're not going to find at Target.
Right.
Those are the things that I would have all in one closet, maybe. So that if you are able to go in the house and gather some things, that it's all together. That definitely. And then, you know, going back to you talking about being prepared. Also, I always recommend to my clients to take their smartphone, walk around their house, video their house, take pictures. Because my thought is, if you are burned out of your house, hopefully you're not in it and you probably have your phone. So when I hand you that sheet of paper and say, let me know what you had so we can begin to replace it, at least you have documented what you had.
Yeah, businesses, it's probably easier because even if we don't have current up-to-date asset list, there are these things called assessors. And they require a breakout of pretty darn near everything. Or you've got some kind of documentation that your CPA has for depreciation, so you can kind of get a lot of that stuff already figured out. But at home, not so much.
Not so much, and that is, I mean, you bring up a big concern. I had a client that was burned out in Santa Rosa last year, and one of her biggest concerns was her birth certificate. And she was just beside herself because she didn't have her birth certificate. And you can get another birth certificate. Right. It's about $15.
Yeah,
so that was easy.
As long as you remember where the hospital was, you're
okay.
Yeah,
you're good. Yeah. But, you know, and then when I hand that person a list and, you know, have them start listing out what they need to replace, that can be super overwhelming. So, you know, with that, I just answer, just start buying the things you need. You've got a big checkbook and start buying what you need. You need a toaster, coffee pot.
Start replacing.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have some time to replace your stuff. So.
Yeah. And then there's always the garage factor, too. Okay. What are in those boxes up in the
attic?
What are those things that are in the garage that you haven't opened since you moved?
Sure. You might be okay with not replacing that stuff, right?
Yeah. But, you know, if it's also some, like, antique-y stuff from your folks or great-grandparents, that can.
Right.
you know, plates or things of that nature.
Yeah, and that stuff can be much more challenging. I mean, you may have to go on eBay and find that, you know, Giants jersey that your dad won somewhere, you know.
I was thinking more of turn of the century stemware.
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Not last century, the preceding, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those types of things, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you've got insurance riders on those things.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and I suppose that's another topic also. If you have collectibles or mm-hmm. antiques,
mm-hmm.
okay, whether they're collectibles or hand-me-downs, how many people have riders that should?
Mm-hmm. Probably not as many that should, but if you do have a true collection like that, a lot of people are pretty in tune to making sure that it's insured and adding to that or, you know, taking away if they need to. But that's definitely something that's super important because that gives you all the documentation you're going to need, and State Farm has it, and or your insurance company.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to create that one.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it takes the work out of it, too, because it's pretty daunting. You know, you're trying to rebuild your house, trying to find some place to live, you're trying to replace all your stuff. It can be really overwhelming.
How many people are able to, like, just sit and close their eyes and go room by room and open the doors and look at what's there and the type of, you know, wall treatments? And mm-hmm. how far do you need to go, I guess, is kind of my question. How many people are able to get there?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I can sit here and tell you that you need to put everything in a spreadsheet, and you're not going to. So that's why I think the phone works well. Or, you know, if you're house burns to the ground and you didn't like your decorations, you can get all new ones. you know, so it's not, you know, that important that we document that particular drape that you had in your old house.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Window treatments, mm-hmm. floor coverings, wall coverings, things like that. That, okay, so you may be off by $20 a square foot. Okay, so $2,000. Whoops.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in the overall magnitude of it, the percentage is relatively small, and maybe you'll be able to get some of that stuff at a cheaper price it was when it was installed.
Totally. And if there are some important things to you, like I said, just take a picture of that invoice or, you know, whatever. And then later, if you needed that model number, or, you know, you would have it.
What do you recommend should be in the safe deposit box?
Oh, my
goodness. Copies of this kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. Anything that's absolutely. Anything that's going to hinder you or cause you to have grief or you have to spend a lot of time on replacing.
Or serve as a trigger, mm-hmm. as a reminder.
Right,
some of these lists, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Lisa Freier. Lisa, the concept of having secondary copies of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're saying cell phones, you know, take your pictures and stuff. I would tend to email it to someone or some, you know, email what I have at the station to the house, to the station,
right.
just so
mm-hmm.
that their odds are both aren't going to go down at the same time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Okay. The safe deposit box is in the old days, right? That's where you would put things, copies of mm-hmm. documents.
Marriage certificate, birth certificates.
That kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So that it was there. But I don't know how often safe deposit boxes are used anymore.
I don't either. Yeah, probably not as common because really, I mean, all of that stuff is accessible. It's just going to take you time to recover it. So
right.
it really depends on how much time you have to be that organized.
Would you suggest that we send some of that base information to our insurance agent? Say, okay, here's the 49 pictures of the house and the cars and the backyard mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Yep.
Just as a secondary or as a third backup, just in case. Thank
yes.
you very much. Is that something?
I do, absolutely. And State Farm thinks it's so important that on our website you can upload all of that information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
want
to share it with the country or the world.
Yeah.
With the one that we're working with.
Right, right.
But that's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon, and I mean, not that I can guarantee I'll have them, but when I take pictures of people's homes or I go through their house and take pictures, I do my best to keep it, you know, on my drive. But I say to share it maybe with another family member because it's less likely that
who's not living in the same house.
In the house, yeah, same house or the same town. I know that I've done that with my parents. Or even copies of old photos, marriage, you know, photos, that kind of thing. In fact, it was really neat. One of the claims I did have where one of my clients' house burned down, she had shared a lot of her photos with some family members, and they made an album after the fire of, you know, some of those photos that she had. So that was pretty special to her.
Kind of bring
it back.
She thought
she lost them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would definitely say share some of that information to where you could obtain it later if something
just
happened.
Just not on Facebook.
Well, there you could get your pictures down from there. So
here's a list of everything in my house.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's I think probably right up there with the look. We're on mm-hmm. vacation for the next 2 weeks.
Right, I know. Right, no, don't put that on until you're home.
Yeah,
please.
yeah. Protocols mm-hmm. are probably something that is halfway viable.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one thing that you would suggest people do? And what's the number one thing that people don't do when it comes to advanced preparation for the unexpected?
I think just putting all your things in one place to where if you knew that there was emergency and you could get into your house, the things that you wanted to get out of those. Because
like the go bag or go closet,
To-go closet. I mean, all my pictures are in one closet. So if the fireman's standing outside my house and he says, I can run in there and get you one thing, I would say there's two boxes in that closet I need you to grab. So I think that would be because
the one that says hers number one and hers
one
number
says
two,
hers.
Not the his.
Get that one first and then get his.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just be prepared in case there is an emergency like that. And you know, because like I said, it's an emotional roller coaster. I think most people, when they have a fire, are so glad that they were not in the house when it happened. So they're pretty happy. And then their second thought is, you know, what are those things that I couldn't replace?
Yeah.
That's the thing you should have in the box that
that's
needs to be
fun.
Grabbed. Yep.
Thanks for coming by. Hopefully this is all theoretical.
I hope so.
All right. See everybody tomorrow.